This is Sunny for Chico Soul. ChicoSoul.org posted a story from our CalMatters news partner this week about state funding for homelessness. Governor Gavin Newsom has threatened many times to withhold California state homelessness funds from cities and counties that aren't doing enough to get people off the streets. This year, the Newsom administration and the legislature are adding new requirements to homelessness funding. Officials want accountability. The state has made huge investments in homelessness, but those dollars haven't translated into fewer tents on the streets. But cities and counties worry the new strings attached will make it harder to access critical state funds without actually improving conditions on the ground. Going forward, cities and counties will need to create policies regulating encampments. Those policies must meet state standards to qualify for homeless housing, assistance, and prevention money. The exact criteria are still being negotiated. But compliance is a challenge in a state where local rules on encampments vary widely, and many places are starting with no policy at all. The state also wants localities to earn a pro-housing designation, which is a special status awarded to places that aggressively promote housing construction. So far, only 60 of California's 541 cities and counties have achieved it. That's just 15% of the state's population. Assemblymember Sharon Quirk Silva, who is a Democrat for Orange County, says the message to local governments is clear. Quote, the state has been moving forward, not only with the investment in dollars, but also with legislation. Now it is your time to show that if you want these dollars, you have to show us what you're doing. Newsom, the legislature, and local officials will likely spend the next several months negotiating the terms for the $500 million in homelessness funding proposed in this year's budget. Until those details are worked out, it's unclear exactly what standards will be held to or what happens to those who don't comply. But critics say the requirements are too burdensome. Monica Davalos is a policy analyst with the California Budget and Policy Center. She worries the requirements punish the wrong people. Quote, penalizing service providers for something that is outside of their control. Davalos is referring to the pro-housing designation requirement. Quirksilva expects the requirement will face fierce pushback as legislators negotiate the details through the June budget deadline. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan wishes the state would focus on concrete measures of success, like the number of people actually housed. Regarding designations like pro-housing, Mahan said, quote, we're making this way too complicated. In other news, between 200 and 300 demonstrators showed up on Tuesday for the Chico Free America protest. Demonstrators lined the sidewalks at the corner of Vallombrosa and Mangrove Avenues, waving anti-Trump signs and saying that they will defend democracy, free expression, and constitutional rights.
My name is Kelly Day. I'm here today because I'm tired of everything that's going on in our country, and we have a First Amendment. We have a right to stand up for what we believe in, and we have a right to fight back. And if we really want to see change, then we've got to stand up and get out there and fight the good fight.
Local organizers from the ReSisters, Defenders of Democracy Coalition, and Indivisible Chico pulled the event together quickly to join the Free America walkout. The nationwide walkout was scheduled to coincide with the one-year anniversary of President Trump's inauguration.
Hi, well, my name is Michael Brennick. I'm with Indivisible Chico, and we are here today helping the ReSisters with their protests with our Artivism and Information Table. ourselves. We are helping people who wanted to make a sign or like improve their existing protest sign, and also share just information about like what they could do to get more involved in the community and with a local with politics. We personally, I think it's important for people to come to protests to see that they are not alone in these scary times where every week feels like a month or even a year, because just so many things are happening, and many of them are terrible, and it can make a person feel isolated. But we want to remind people that they're not alone, and that together we can make our communities and our country and the world a better place, you know, by working together.
Local organizations are also planning more structured events ahead. NorCal Resist Chico is planning canvassing to encourage safe responses to potential activity by Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement, also known as ICE. A group of local attorneys has organized a Know Your Rights workshop for activists. The Butte Defense Equity Project will hold the session this Sunday, January 25th at 5 p.m. at 330 Wall Street. Registration is required in advance. This has been Sunny for Chico Soul. Follow the latest at chicosoul.org. That's chico.soul.org.